USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tropical Storm Henri making landfall near westerly Rhode Island, lashing the coast with heavy wind and rains. Heavy rain and dangerous storm surge is being reported in coastal areas, and thousands have lost power. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. government's main goal in Afghanistan is to get U.S. citizens out of the country safely. Sullivan telling Fox News Sunday,
last 24 hours, about 8,000 people on about 60 flights evacuated from Kabul Airport. Since this effort began at the end of July, about 30,000 people all told on our military flights and on charter flights that we've helped to organize and get out of the airport.
The Biden administration saying on Sunday that 18 commercial aircraft will be used to help ferry people who have been evacuated from Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
As evacuations continue in Afghanistan, Afghan translators are speaking out.
Afghan translator Sabor Sakhizada on Fox and Friends pleads for help from the Biden administration amid the Afghan collapse. He has the paperwork, but continues to be turned away from the airport in Kabul.
I get to hear on the podium from the White House to the Pentagon staff to the State Department staff getting in behind the podium and say we're going to stand behind the allies and get them out to safety. So here we are. Where is the support? I get to hear something as a talk-to-talk, and the reality tells me something different. We've been on the phone with my loved ones. We've been weeping. We've been crying. We've been praying.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson and his wife have been hospitalized after testing positive for COVID-19. Both were fully vaccinated back in January. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The humanitarian aid effort is continuing in Haiti after an earthquake rocked the country.
Survivors of last week's major earthquake that struck Haiti are still struggling to receive much-needed aid in some of the hardest-hit areas of the island. UNICEF says nearly 10 tons of medicine, water, and hygiene supplies arrived in the capital of Port-au-Prince on Friday, with another 30 tons expected in the coming days. Mercy Corps is one of the many non-governmental agencies working to provide aid in the country. Christy Delafield is on the ground in Haiti with Mercy Corps and tells CBS News about the efforts that group is making to deliver aid to the hardest hit communities.
So in addition to shelter kits that we are delivering, we are also doing cash assistance so that people can purchase what they need most urgently, which often varies from person to person. Someone may need to replace a wheelchair. Someone else may have lost livestock. And it's really important that people be able to purchase what they need. You know, if you don't have a baby, you don't need diapers. And we really believe in the importance of that human dignity and respecting that and giving people the dignity of choice.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President Biden's approval ratings among U.S. adults has dipped below 50% for the first time in the latest NBC News poll, less than a week after the Taliban has overtaken Afghanistan. Just 49% of adults approve of the job Biden is doing, while 48% disapprove. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.